Is Kemp a post office?
Yeah.
That's where you get your mail?
Mm-hmm.
And let's see, this is July the 25th?
Yeah.
Tomorrow's my little girl's birthday.
Sure enough.
Yeah, she's going to be 7 years old.
7 years old.
We celebrated it on Sunday. She had a birthday cake with her grandmother baked. We gave her her presents. Oh, she thought she was about 18 at least.
Oh, yeah. Amen.
How did you heat your house when you were a boy?
How to do what?
How did you heat your house when you were a boy?
Oh, we had a, we called it a fireplace.
Uh-huh. How did you get rid of your smoke?
Run down the chimney. We call it a chimney now. We built this fireplace back in the side of the wall and run a dirt and stick chimney out.
Uh-huh.
Smoke went out the top. What didn't come back in the house? Seemed to me like 90% of it come back through the house, but I don't guess it's that much.
What did you put your wood on in your fireplace?
We, I call them fire dogs.
Big
little iron thing was sitting in there, you know.
Uh-huh. Did you have something over your fireplace?
We didn't have a screen, but I've seen those. But we didn't have one, never did.
Did you have a thing up on top where you put pictures and maybe a clock?
Oh yeah, we call that a mantle, you see. Uh-huh. Mantle board.
They're pretty handy, aren't
They're
they?
Handy. I always miss that.
Hang your stocking up there on
the that's what we do.
Did you get anything special on the toe of your stocking when you put it up there on Christmas?
No, ordinarily we'd get an orange or apple.
Uh-huh. Everybody I talk to says the same thing, you know? Sometimes they'd get a banana.
Yeah, well, I don't remember ever getting bananas in stock, but I got lots of orange apples.
Did you have a big piece of wood that you'd put in your fireplace to keep the fire going?
Yeah, we'd ordinarily put one big stick behind. We call that a back log.
Uh-huh.
Then we build a fire again that in front, you see, and throw the heat out into the building.
Uh-huh. Was that green or?
Ordinarily, if we get green wood, we use green one in the back.
Uh-huh. It's interesting now, people don't know much about that. They just get a fireplace just to look at. Maybe the kids will roast some weeds or.
Well, whenever you have to heat a building that's got cracks in you, putting it through a dog through, you know.
Yeah.
You learn something about how to do it. And what'll help you out.
Uh-huh.
Those big back logs helped out about as much as anything to heat the building.
What did you call the bottom of your fireplace? Maybe the part that stuck out into the room.
Yeah, right? The hearth. Uh-huh. We call that the hearth.
Did you have any trouble with that old black stuff?
Soot?
Yeah.
Yeah. It settled all over everything.
Yeah. What did you use to start your fire?
Well, we'd generally always try to keep fire in that fireplace because it's possible, but a few times I've used a flint and
steel. Huh? What'd you catch the spark in?
We'd ordinarily catch it in what we call sponge. Spunk, we'd get it out of a tree.
Uh-huh.
It was soft and it was dry.
Uh-huh.
Looked quite a bit like a sponge.
Uh-huh.
And that was just as dry, if that spark ever hit that, it'd start.
Huh.